Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank
Jesus.
You for the blood right now, Father God.
Yeah.
Oh, that reaches to the highest mountain
and goes
to the lowest valley, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move mighty and strong on the line today, oh God. Here is Sunday service, oh God. All the touch and heal and deliver and set free, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
It was never lose its power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, it reaches to the highest mountain. And it blows to the lowest valley.
Oh,
yes, the blood that gives me strength.
Yes, Lord,
how many need strength this morning?
Gives me strength.
It said he gives me strength.
I'm out.
From day to day, it will never lose.
My God, my God.
His power. Hallelujah.
Some of y'all reach us, sir.
Yeah.
To the highest mountain.
Yeah.
No, to the lowest valley.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you at today.
Yeah.
And reach us.
Yeah.
We come today because of the finished work on the cross.
Uh-huh.
The blood that was shedded on Calvary.
Yeah.
It reaches.
Yeah.
You, me,
yeah.
And all.
Yeah.
Right where you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter where you're at right now. Hallelujah. It don't matter what the doctor done diagnosed you with.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus reached you right there too. It don't matter what you're going through.
Oh, God.
The blood of Jesus
have
already made a way for you.
Hey.
It have already made a way for me.
My God.
Because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Oh, come on,
and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
My God.
Because God is good.
Yes, he is.
And he's more than worthy to be praised. God is good.
Yes,
and he's more than worthy to be praised.
God,
in the midst of your trouble. Come on, praise the Lord.
Right,
in the midst of these battles that you're facing, come on and praise the Lord. In the midst of bad news, come on and praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Because Jesus Christ is the good news.
My Lord.
He has already given his life for us.
Jesus.
He has already died for us.
Jesus.
He has already went to hell for us.
My Lord.
But he
My
didn't
Lord.
Stay right there.
My God.
He got up out of that grave.
Jesus.
And he was resurrected.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And he sits in honor. He sits next to God the Father Almighty. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. Because of the blood of Jesus, we're able to do all things. Hallelujah. You're able to do all things. But fail. Hallelujah. We are successful in Jesus Christ. We are conquerors through Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus have already did it all. The blood of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Yes, it is enough.
Glory to God.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to bless the Lord. The Bible says to bless the Lord at all times, not just during the good times, not just going during the time where it's neutral, even through the bad times. Bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We plead your precious blood, Christ Jesus.
Right now, God.
Because this is the day that you have made for us,
Amen.
And we're going to plead your blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask that you move
to
your children all today.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, one more time. For
thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for new mercy and new grace.
Hallelujah.
Lord, open up your mouth and shout glory this day.
Glory.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, not just for me, but
glory.
For you and those that are in the land of the living on today. Oh, we
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, Father God.
Thank
and every
you,
breath
Lord
that
Jesus.
We take, Lord God, for we know that someone took their last breath this day, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We know that someone has heart is dead for the last time, oh God.
Thank
so
you,
Lord, we just
Jesus.
Want to say thank you. We come praying with a prayer of thanksgiving on today.
Thank
in
you,
the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my
thank
God,
you,
we
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We rejoice, oh God, all the days of our life, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
For you are with us, hallelujah. For the Bible says, if you be for us, who can be against
yes,
us?
Lord.
And we decree and declare victory right now on this life
victory.
Today. In this Sunday service on Resurrection
victory.
Sunday, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your resurrection
in
power that's working
Jesus.
On the inside of the believer, amen. In the mighty
amen.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. It allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace according to Hebrews 4:16. We're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen,
yes,
that protects us, cleanses us, heals us, delivers us, sanctifies, redeems, and justifies, and makes all things new.
Yes.
We decree the grace today by the blood of Jesus Christ and the
yes,
power
Lord.
Of the Savior. We're walking in our newness, amen,
yes,
in the mighty
amen.
Name of Jesus Christ. We decree the grace that the old has passed away and the new has come,
hallelujah.
The new woman of God, the new man of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the Bible says in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Amen. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over you and your family right now. We apply
amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ over your marriage, the ministry that God is blessing you, your finances, your business, over opportunities. In the name of Jesus
in
Christ,
the
Christ
name
and
of
all
Jesus.
That you're concerned about. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over your home, your property,
right
what
now.
You have and what you will have.
Right
in
now.
The name of Jesus Christ,
over
your
Jesus.
Your life, over your destiny, and your calling. In the mighty name of
Lord,
Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a barrier around you to protect you from the enemy. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare that God is no devil can search you out. In the name of Jesus Christ and all that your love is concerned about. We decree and declare, hallelujah, from that you're free from every attack of the devil on your mind, body, soul, and spirit. We decree and declare that you're free in the name of Jesus Christ. You are set free from every attack of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we set you free from every witchcraft or satanic occult attack in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, you are set free from every fear in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father God, thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus.
Thank
every
family
system is broken
in
the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we are free, and we are free in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We proclaim our freedom today.
Hallelujah.
We are free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever chain was holding you back has been broken and destroyed
right now.
We thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of
we
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And right now,
thank
that
you, Lord,
you are receiving the breakthrough right now.
Thank you.
That you're receiving your deliverance right now.
You.
That your life will never be the same again.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
That you're free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank
forever.
You, Lord.
And all that you have brought to the altar today.
Yes.
Every family member is free. And we touch and agree today. Decree and declare that they are free and free indeed.
Yes.
That they healed. You kind of the most
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Lord,
you,
Lord, we bless your name, Father.
Thank you.
We put it all in your hands, Father God.
Thank you.
We cast our cares and burdens down with your words and that
yes,
you care. We give it all over to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We say yes, Lord.
We say yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To your will.
To your will.
We say yes, Lord God,
yes.
Right now. Can you open up your mouth and just say yes?
Yes, Lord.
Father God, yes. Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we on fire for you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We give it all over to you, Lord. Come on, everybody.
Yes, Lord.
Can you give it all over to him today?
Right now.
Can you stand in that place of gratefulness?
Right now.
Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, do you believe that God will lift up his standard? Amen.
Amen.
And keep you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That though that even though there is a storm and a fire may burn, that you shall not be burned.
Yes,
you shall not be taken over and drowned by the worldly things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you trust God, amen.
Amen.
Even when you can't trace them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Let
us encourage you all today. Let us encourage you today that God is still able. We serve a God that is able. We serve the living God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, he lives. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He rose again. Hallelujah. And if he rose, if you believe, you shall rise too. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the resurrection power is working on the inside. Not just today, but all the days of your life.
Amen.
What will you believe in today? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that all we prayed about, it is so and well with God to bless and to answer our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God. Hey, come on, everybody.
Amen.
I plead the blood of Jesus Christ in my husband today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, your family members and loved ones, over your prayer life. Amen. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that you're protected and covered by the blood, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For this is the service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, everyone. Come on, everyone. We'll call out to the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Our righteousness is through Christ Jesus. Amen. I need you to understand today and walk in it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. You are blessed beyond measures.
Amen.
We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit, the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory, amen.
Glory.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Come on, right where you are.
To God
be
the
glory. Move, Holy Spirit.
Give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Come on,
hallelujah,
church. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He that has kept you and not yourself.
Right.
And
where
he that
you
has created you and not yourself.
Give God some praise.
Oh, God, we bless you. Welcome, everyone, today.
Yes, welcome.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God some praise. Because when you find yourself in that place of thanksgiving and giving God some praise,
amen,
you find yourself in a place called rest.
Amen.
You find yourself in a place called belief.
Jesus.
You find yourself in a place called trust.
Okay.
And you find yourself letting God do what God had already came to do and work that thing out.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That thing already worked out.
Yes, it is.
But you got to enter into that place of rest.
Yes, God.
Not
yes,
worrying about it, but trusting
God.
God.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's where you're powerful at, church.
Jesus.
You're powerful in that place of praise.
Yes, Lord, welcome. I just want to say that because you said something, Pastor, the other night.
Uh-huh.
Frustrate the enemy, right, with your praise.
With your praise.
Because when
that's
you're
right.
going through and you still can praise them,
right.
you can still minister that word. You can
yes.
still go and declare the things of God.
Yes.
When you're going through, so that's when you frustrate the enemy.
Yes.
When you frustrate the enemy instead
that's
of
right.
letting him frustrate you.
Amen.
My God,
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Because he don't understand your show. How you shouting and rejoicing?
Yes.
How you still going about it? I thought I took you out. I thought I took you out. We said, frustrate the enemy.
Right.
My God.
Because we got Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
I'm confusing you with your praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. We're
well,
excited. We've already been, look here, we've been in our 10 o'clock service. We thank
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. The word went forth strong and mighty. We thank God for it.
Amen.
We just want to welcome everybody. Welcome. Welcome, Brother Joe Washington.
Amen.
What's the wife's name?
And Beatrice.
And Beatrice, welcome. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Welcome, welcome, Grandmother Helen Manning.
Amen.
God bless you. She's able to be here today. We just
yes.
thank God
oh.
for our Grandmother Helen Manning on the
Amen.
Call today. Our Aunt Boo, Sister Jackson.
Yes,
and
Jackson.
Brother Billy Jackson. Amen. God
yes.
bless you.
Uncle Billy Ray.
Uncle Billy Ray. Amen. And Sister Doretha Jones and
yes.
my cousin Brenda Gail Court and Auntie Ruth May and everyone that's
Amen.
In our house. Amen. Man, and all our visitors today, if it's your first time with
yes.
us, press one. We want to hear from you. We want to.
Amen.
I'm so used to shouting.
That's
we want
right.
to hear from you. Welcome me and my husband. We want to pray for you and pray
oh,
with
just
you.
So excited.
Exciting,
we are so excited to be in the house of the Lord. You
welcome
know, this is God's house.
Yes.
You know, we don't just celebrate this day. Yeah, we're celebrating this resurrection
my God.
Sunday, but every single day is resurrection day.
Amen.
Every single day. But we're glad to be here on this day.
Amen.
And we welcome each and every one of you to be with us. And we thank you for welcoming us in your homes.
Yeah.
You could have been anywhere this afternoon.
That's right.
We don't know if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast or in the Midwest or wherever you are, whether you're in New York or Virginia or California, Chicago, Shreveport, or wherever you are, Houston, Texas. We just want to say welcome and thank you for welcoming us
right.
into your home as well.
And we are the Gospel Public Ministry
yes.
here in Houston, Texas. I'm Pastor, I want to say Dorsey Manning. I'm Pastor Kawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. Yes,
and we
Lord.
Are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Welcome. We do, at this time we have Brother Joe Washington.
Amen.
Wants to say something. So we want to let Brother Joe
Let's
Washington
bring him in.
Speak.
That's right.
Amen. He go ahead, Brother Joe.
Uncle Joe, how are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm just so glad
yeah.
to be with y'all today. And I just want everybody to keep my nephew, Tony, Antonio Washington, in prayer. He definitely needs prayer. And we need to pray because everything that he's going through, we put it all in God's hand. And we're going to keep it
Amen.
There. Once you put it there, you leave it there. And if you listen, Antonio, you just put it in God's hand and keep it there. Because God, if God can't fix it, can't nobody fix. So we want everybody to keep praying for Antonio
Amen.
Washington and all of the people out there that's real sick, not only for my nephew. He's my nephew, and he's just like a son to me. And I really get emotion when I start thinking about it. But, you know, I'm putting it in God's hand now,
Amen.
And I'm going to leave it there. And God really just made everything feel all right in my body. In my body, and
Amen.
I just know he's gonna be feeling
Amen.
Good too because his daughter sung a beautiful song this morning, beautiful song to her father. It brought tears to my eyes, but I know God heard that song. He heard that song, and I know Tony, you feeling real well just to know that your daughter played that tribute to you, and I feel good because I seen a picture of him. They text me a picture, and like I say, he looks good. It's all in God's hand. But y'all pray for him. Everybody pray for Tony, and God bless.
Amen.
Amen. We agree with you. We definitely agree with you. We come into agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus. You know, every single need, Tony, that's my cousin, every single need have already been met.
Amen.
It don't matter what the doctors say. It don't matter, you know, what the diagnosis is. God has already gave us the diagnosis, and that's we are healed.
Yes, God.
For the word of God said that by his stripes that we are healed.
And we decree
and we declare you to be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The word of God says when two or three are gathered together as touching and agreeing in his name,
yes,
asking anything that he will do. And we are gathered here right now,
yes,
touching and agreeing. We say we agree,
amen,
that you are healed,
amen,
that you are delivered,
amen,
and you are set free,
amen,
by the power and blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, we come
God
bringing
bless
our brother, family members, family member.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
To the altar today, oh God, we lift him
right
up
now,
in the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus Christ over him. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, restore health unto him, oh God. Heal him, oh God, of all his wounds
right
in the
now
mighty name of Jesus
in
Christ.
In the mighty name of
Lord, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, you are the health of his conscience, oh God. Lord, let your saving health touch his life
hallelujah
right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let his help, oh God, spring forth
right now,
right now in the mighty name,
in the
of,
mighty
Jesus
name
Christ
of Jesus.
Lord, we know you to be a God, a healing God, amen. So
amen.
Lord, we ask that you heal right now every part of his body. Amen.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, do what only you can do, Father God. Huh?
Yes,
we
Lord
call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord.
Right now.
Oh, Lord, send your angel, God, with healing, oh God.
Lord,
oh, Lord, you
touch
son of God. Oh, Lord, send your watch and say, oh God, bringing healing to his body,
right,
oh God. We declare the crown, he is healed. We
yes
declare the crown by the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of
coming
Jesus
in the power of his name, amen. That he is healed and victorious, amen. In the
amen
name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your face to shine upon them this day, oh God, in the name of
hallelujah
Jesus Christ. Lord, bless them because, oh God, you are his strength, Father God.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, let his flesh be fresher than a child, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Let him return to the days of his youth, Father God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let
thank
his
you
eyes not become dim, oh God. And his lack of vision be not diminished.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus
in
Christ.
Name
oh God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank
oh
you,
let
Lord
his heart
Jesus
be with the rhythm of life, oh
yes,
God.
Lord
oh Lord,
Jesus
speak to the blood on today, oh
yes
God. For we know life is in the flesh, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the blood, oh God. So we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus
yes
Christ that his blood is healed, oh God. That the blood
amen
of Jesus Christ flows into him this day, amen.
Amen.
Bringing healing, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh God,
amen.
We just want to say thank,
thank
you.
You.
Thank
we thank
you,
you Father God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
We bind sickness right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty
Christ
name of Jesus.
We bind it and we loose it to go with
yes
Jesus Christ in it. Amen.
In
the name of Jesus Christ.
Right now, in the name
my
of
Lord,
Jesus.
My God, we bind them right now to
hallelujah
sin. We bind them to peace right,
right now.
We bind them to the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus
name
Christ
of
Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord God, and we fill this prayer
yes
with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth
yes
that does all things but fail.
Amen.
And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the
yes
living God and dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name
yes
we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
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 God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Amen.
We love you. We thank God for you.
Amen.
All right, we love you too.
Amen.
You know what I realized just this time, Pastor?
Yes.
Not only did our brother Tony just receive his healing,
amen,
every single body that was right here received some healing as well.
Amen.
Amen.
If you believe.
Because when the Holy Spirit is present,
amen,
you don't just heal one.
Mm.
See, when the Holy Spirit showed up, it heals the whole land.
Amen.
Every single body that's
hallelujah
in the land is healed.
Hallelujah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus,
by your belief,
pull on that anointing.
Amen. By your faith.
By your faith.
Pull on the anointing.
Hallelujah.
And receive your healing.
Right
I always
now
go back to scripture. The woman with the issue of blood, she said,
yes,
if I can touch the hem
uh-huh
of his garment. And Jesus said, by your faith, you are healed.
Yeah, by your faith.
She didn't say, if he speak to me, if he lay out,
uh-huh,
say, if I can touch. When you stretch out and you reach by faith, believing
yes
in the name of Jesus that you are healed.
Yes.
And it shall be so.
That's right.
Bible tells you that God moves. He moves, he heals and delivers and works miracles
uh-huh
when we believe with no doubt.
That's right.
Get in that
that's
place
right
of believing and don't be moved.
Yes.
Don't be moved. Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
That you are healed
right
by the stripes of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
In the power and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you believe that, then you say, I believe.
Amen.
Because when you say, I believe,
amen,
you are healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today is Communion Sunday. It's Resurrection Sunday, but it's
amen
Communion Sunday. Go ahead and grab everything you need today to take communion with us today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
your
Jesus.
Your cracker, your wine, your bread,
amen,
your juice, your grape juice, whatever it is. Today, let's go ahead and take our communion. While you grab it, you all, Pastor Manning and myself, we're going to sing a little song for you,
amen,
giving you the opportunity, amen, to grab
amen
what you need to have communion today. I'm so excited. Amen.
Amen.
All right, go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. I thank you for this opportunity. I want to sing a song that most of us know this song. Pretty much every single body know this right here song.
Okay.
If you know it, sing along with me. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't
nobody
do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. One more time now. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody,
yes, Lord,
do me like the Lord. Can't
nobody
do me like Jesus. He's my friend.
My God.
Pick me up, yeah, pick me up, and told me to run on. He picked me up and told me to run on. Me up and he told me to run on. He's my friend. He picked me up and me up and told me to run on. Picked me up and told me to run on. He picked me up and told me to run on.
Can't nobody do you like
Thank
Jesus.
You. Yes.
Nobody greater.
Hallelujah.
Than Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves.
Hallelujah.
For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my blood, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also
yeah.
took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
Thank you.
Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we believe in your Son. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man and let every woman examine him or herself. Let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. That Jesus, you took our sins, and you took our transgressions, and you took our iniquities, and you took our trespasses. You took them all to the cross with you. And we thank you. And we now take this piece of bread, your body. We take it in remembrance of you, Christ Jesus. We thank you. And we remember how you suffered, how you was beaten, mocked, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. So by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. We thank you for loving us, for touching us, for healing us, and for setting us free. We thank you that you took this bread, you broke it, and you said, take, eat, for this is my body, which was broken for you. And we now take this piece of bread in faith, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may eat.
Hallelujah. You may eat right now. Amen.
Amen, amen. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. Your blood is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us and it sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins. It washes away all of our iniquity. It washes away all of our transgressions and all of our trespasses. Your blood, it heals us. Hallelujah. Somebody say heal. Your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. We now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
At this time, you all, we're going to have our song selection.
Yeah.
And then we'll be right back here for the preach word from our very own pastor, Doris. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
I need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Show me your power. Less of me and more of you.
What
I need, yeah. So many times
that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
Me out so many times,
over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get ready, church. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We have come to the part of service for the preached word, amen, which will be preached today by our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for and with you, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethics, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you now no other than God's prophet, hallelujah, my husband and friend, my handsome husband. I present to you now Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you, baby.
Amen. 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 I thank you so much. I thank you so much. And I thank each and every one of you for receiving this preached word already in the mighty name of Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know what thus says the Lord. I'm so glad I've learned to trust him.
Yes, Lord.
Precious Jesus, Savior, friend.
My.
And I know that thou art with me will be until the end.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, oh, how I trust him.
Mama,
how I prove him over and on. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, how great to trust him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you right now, this Resurrection Sunday, this Resurrection Day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this is your day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because, God, you are good, and you are more than worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can trust in you in those times of trouble. We can trust in you. In those times of need, Lord Jesus, we can trust in you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we place all our faith in you. We do not put our faith in man. We do not put our faith in woman. Neither do we put our faith in the world and things. But we put all our faith in you, Christ Jesus, because you have given your life for us. And because you have given your life for us, we may have life, and we may have it more in abundance. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity.
Thank you,
we thank you to every single word that you have already preached, Father God, through us, that we can receive it right now in our minds, that we're able to receive it in our hearts, and it will come out of our mouth like living water.
Amen.
And we thank you.
Amen.
Be our eyes and be our thoughts.
Lord.
Be every single feeling that's on the inside of us. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirits. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. For you are not welcome here. And we loose you from this place by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, Father God, we pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take anything away from it.
Yes,
and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree says amen. Now, every night again, every night again. So you might have had a plan what you was going to do. Now, in my case, I might have had a plan that how I was going to preach this word. But see, you had to get out of the way when the Holy Spirit say, move out the way. So you need to move out the way. Because the very thing that God is ready to do in you, you have to come aside out of self and let God do what he's been called to do in you in the name of Jesus. Now, this afternoon, this Resurrection Sunday, I want to give you a word that was given to me about understanding the resurrection. This word that was given to me, understanding the resurrection. Now, we need to first understand what the resurrection is all about. The resurrection is not about Easter bunnies. The resurrection is not about gathering together and seeing how many Easter eggs you can get and how many people you can invite over to have your barbecues and your beer. No, that's not what this day is all about. It's not what this day we're celebrating is all about. So you may call it Easter, but this is the day that we celebrate resurrection, when our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was resurrected. Now, before
yes,
we
Lord.
Get into the word, I want to show you a little something. I want to tell you a little something right now. Because of our disobedience, because of
he
the disobedience
said,
of man and the disobedience of woman, evilness and wickedness and darkness lives inside of people. Hallelujah.
My God.
See, this darkness, this wickedness, and this evilness, see, was passed down from generation to generation on to generation and may even be living in some of you right now.
Jesus.
So now, because we got that established, see, now we understand that there was a time and a period where man was walking with God, was talking
mm-hmm.
with God, was agreeing
mm-hmm.
with God, was in that
yes.
place of innocence. Man and woman was in that place of innocence, created
right.
after God, after the image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit. So
Jesus.
Now we need to understand on this day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to go with me quickly. I'll be reading this from the King James Version of the Bible. I'll be reading from the King James Version, Genesis chapter 3. And I won't be here long. I'm just going to show you a little something, and we're going to get on to it because I know you have more important things to do than to hear this right here. Well, I hope not, but I'm going to get on with it anyhow. Genesis chapter 3, it says over here, it shows you the fall of man and woman. See, the fall of man and woman was right here in this place when Satan, which had entered into the body of a serpent. Let me read right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1 says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he had said unto the woman, yea, have God said you not to eat of the tree that's in the midst of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may not eat of the fruit of the tree or in the garden, but the fruit of the tree in which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye not shall eat, neither shall you touch it, at least you shall die. So here it is, what Satan heard what woman had said. And then he realized that she had it a little bit, she was a little bit off of what God said. She added something to what God said. See, God had
mm-hmm.
already made a commandment to man. He already gave that commandment to man, and he gave a commandment to woman. But here it is, when we enter into that place of trying to add to what God said, or trying to switch it up a little bit to make it sound good or make it look good, she messed it up. And because man and woman messed it up, Satan seen a way that he can enter in into man, and he can enter into woman. See, Satan, he has suggested to woman, and he has suggested to man, God knows the day that you will eat of the fruit, that you will know the difference between good and evil, and you will be just like God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So I know you're asking me, what does this have to do with the resurrection? But see, I got to show you this before I can tell you about the resurrection, because I have to show you first. Because if I don't show you, then you won't look at God as being resurrected. Hallelujah. So you have to see that man and woman, see, they found themselves in the place where they was considering what the enemy had said to them. They found themselves in a place of listening to some news that was not given by God. See, listen to the news that came from the serpent, and the news that came from the serpent, Satan was in the body of the serpent and giving man and giving woman some news. And when they enter into that place of receiving foreign news, I'm talking about foreign
mm-hmm.
news that came from an outsider, somebody that was outside of the kingdom, somebody that was outside
Jesus.
Of God, came from
Jesus.
That's when they enter into that place, and that's where the fall of man came in. So now we can read on a little bit farther. We know that they disobeyed God's commandment. And because they disobeyed
mm-hmm.
God's commandment, they were driven out. And because they was driven out, See, something had to happen. See, when they ate of the fruit, their eyes was open. And then when their eyes were open, they realized that they were naked. And when they realized that they were naked, they hid from God. See, now let's move on forward over here to the same chapter. Let's move over here to 21. Because of that, of the fall of man, see, now they had to be in a place where they needed to be clothed. And it really, the reason why they needed to be clothed, because their eyes were open and they realized that they were naked. See, when they realized that they were naked, they realized that they were vulnerable. And when they realized they were vulnerable, then they realized that the difference between good and evil. Hallelujah. They received that. So now they have to be in a place to where something has to die. That means some blood has to be shed. So this was the first introduction of blood being shed right here in this place. Because God had to make some clothes and put them and said he made it for them out of animal skin. Hallelujah. Right here is Genesis chapter 3 and 21. Let's read it right here. Genesis chapter 3 and 21. It says, unto Adam and unto his wife did the Lord make them coats of skin and clothe them. So we do realize right here that they had to be covered because they realized that they were uncovered. And because they realized they was uncovered, blood had to be shed. Now let's move on down a little bit. See, we have to understand the resurrection. See, being disobedient to God, that means that you were separate from the glory of God. See, they were already clothed in glory because they was made in the image of God. Because they listened to foreign information, so now they come out of that place of being clothed in glory. How many of us have came out of that place of being clothed in glory? How many of us have heard the word of God? And then you heard the word of God, you trusted the word of God and believe in the word of God, and then you come out of that place of glory and you start listening to the news of man. You start listening to the words of woman. You start listening to the people that's in this world. You start listening to same ages, and then you realize that you are vulnerable as well. You realize that they have stripped you of your power. They have stripped you of all that God has given you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was created for you. Now understand the resurrection, what the resurrection is all about. See, if we go on a little bit farther to Exodus, we realize that the fall of man, see, God gave man a chance. Hallelujah. He gave man and gave woman a chance. And the reason why he gave man and woman a chance, because there was something to do. God realized that man and woman was separated from him. See, man and woman was created with God's greatest masterpiece. See, you need to know that you are God's greatest masterpiece, and it was never meant for you to be under the leadership of Satan. It was never meant for you to have iniquities in your body. It was never meant for you to perish. It was never meant for you to go to hell. It was never meant for you to die because of the fall of man. Because of the disobedience of man and the disobedience of woman, we fall all the day long, and we perish all the day long. Over here in Exodus, see, there was a perfect law that was given. See, this perfect law that was given, it was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. See, this law, what it said was, it said, I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. And see, there were other laws that came behind that, that thou shalt not make thyself no images, or thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt honor the mother and father, you shall not kill, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covenant thy neighbors, you shouldn't do all these things. What happened was, when God had gave the law, he had gave the rulership of man, man and woman were still disobedient. It was still in that place of disobedience. And God made an oath. He made an oath and he made a promise. He said the man and woman, because of their disobedience, they were not entered into that place of rest. They were not entered into that place of rest. And the reason why, because iniquity was in you. And because of iniquity, that means that sin is in you. And because the sin is in you, see, sin cannot be in the kingdom of God. Neither will God be wrapped up and tangled up in with sin. Hallelujah. Pastor, what does that have to do with understanding the resurrection? Well, go with me. If you have your Bibles here, I want you to go with me over here to the book of Hebrews. Go over here to the book of Hebrews. I want to show you this here. The book of Hebrews. We'll slow it down a little bit so you can be able to catch up. Hebrews.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter. We'll start right here. Chapter 1. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. I'm going to read this pretty quickly. It says, I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. It says, long ago, God spoke many things in many ways to our ancestors through the prophet. And 2 says, and now when these in the final days, he has spoke to us through his son. God promised everything to the son as an inheritance. And through the son, he created the universe. 3 says right here in Hebrews chapter 1 and 3. It says, the son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his commandment. Then he cleanses us from our sins. So how was he able to do that? So we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about God that's very well found it fit to make himself a little bit lower than the angels and make him equal to man. Now, he didn't have to do it. But see, the reason why he did it is because of you and because of me. It's because of the disobedience. Here it is, the one that created you. He still loves you enough that he's going to give you another chance. He gave you one chance and you messed that up. Then he gave you another chance and then you messed that up. But see, God's still good to give you another chance. You realize that man and woman, that they could not keep the law that he gave to Moses right there on Mount Sinai. They keep on messing it up. See, there was some that was able to keep some of the law, and some was able to keep other parts of the law, but there was not a man, and there was not a one man that could keep the whole law. So here it is. God saw it fit that he gave his only begotten son through the Virgin Mary, hallelujah, and he called his name Jesus. See, Jesus, who was very much God, was placed in the form of a man to grow up, to be given as a sacrifice. Now, God, who is Jesus Christ, see, he did not know no sin. Let me read a little bit right here in Hebrews chapter 1. Let me read a little bit right here in Hebrews chapter 1 in the New Living Translation. Start right here at 5. It says, for God never said to the angels what he said to Jesus. So what did God say to Jesus? God said, today, you are my son. Today, that I have become your father. God also said, I will be his father, and he will be my son. 6 says, and when God brought the supreme son into the world, he said, let all of God's angels worship him. See, what does that have to do with understanding the resurrection? See, it has everything to do with understanding the resurrection. Because God, in the form of man who never committed sin, gave himself as a sacrifice for all sinners. That means all Jews and all Gentiles, every man, every woman, everybody that was keeping the law, and everybody that didn't keep the law. Because God had gave himself as a sacrifice, that means that somebody had to die. Somebody had to die as a sacrifice. Just as over here, where blood had to be shed, as we've seen of old times, over here in Genesis chapter 3. Because blood had to be shed, that was part of the first covenant. The first covenant was that the priest, we're talking about the high priest, will enter in, and he will cover sin 1 year by the blood of a bull, by the blood of a goat, or by the blood of a calf. It will cover your sin for 1 year.
Jesus.
So let me show you this. Let me show you this over here in Hebrews. Over here in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9. And start right here at 16. I mean, Hebrews chapter 9, we'll start right here at 16. Hebrews chapter 9 and 16. Let's start right here at 15. It says that that is why he is the one who mediates the new covenant between God and the people, so that all who are called can receive this inheritance. God has promised them. For God died to set you free from the penalty of sin and death committed under the first covenant. See, man and woman were already destined to die. See, you had the plague and you were destined to die for the penalty of sin, and you was destined to death. That means that you were destined to go to hell, a place that was not created for you because of your sin. But here it is that God, here it is that Jesus, in the form of a man, gave himself as a sacrifice, as a peace offering, and went to hell for you. Do you realize that because Jesus went to hell from you, that that stripped all power was stripped from Satan. See, Satan has the keys to Hades before Jesus Christ had died for you. See, this is a part of the resurrection that it was already promised, that it was already promised of old time, that there would be one that would come as a sacrifice for you. See, God had made a promise to our faithful father, Abraham, Isaac, and through Jacob, that every single man and every single woman that are in Christ Jesus are counted as faithful, you're counted as righteous, and you're counted as being a part of that glorious inheritance. See, that's where you and I come in this place. See, we have to realize that Jesus Christ, when he gave his life as a sacrifice and went to hell for you, we have to realize that Satan gave up the keys. But it seems more went on right there. Satan didn't just give up the keys right then. Jesus has the keys to Hades. Hallelujah. Well, that means that every single body has to go through Christ Jesus. Even if trying to make it into heaven, or you're trying to go, or even trying to go through hell. See, you got to go through Jesus. You're not going through Satan. So that ought to give you some inspiration to know that Satan is already defeated because Jesus Christ is Lord. The day that Jesus hung his head and said that it is finished and he gave up the ghost was the same time that Satan had to give up the keys to Hades. Hallelujah. So anybody that's trying to check himself into hell, see, you ain't going to check yourself into hell by the things that you do. Anybody trying to check themselves into heaven, you ain't going to check yourself into heaven by the things that you do. See, somebody had to be resurrected. Hallelujah. See, this was part of the prophets. This was part of the scripture of old time. See, we celebrate today. We don't celebrate Easter Sunday. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because this revelation of Jesus Christ, this is the place where the gospel was already being formed right here. See, we preach the good news that Jesus Christ had been resurrected from the dead. See, Jesus Christ being resurrected from the dead, we're talking about the Spirit of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And when he was resurrected from the dead, he's right there on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And because he sits right there on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, he's already been made a mediator for you. He's already been made an intercessor for you. That anybody that's in Christ Jesus that come to the throne of grace, you come to the throne of grace boldly, asking for all that your heart desires in the mighty name of Jesus. But you first have to accept that Jesus Christ had died for you. You first have to accept that Jesus Christ's blood was shed for you. You first have to accept that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You first have to be baptized by water. You first have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. See, it wouldn't that be Holy Spirit if Jesus Christ wasn't resurrected from the dead. See, you wouldn't even have the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Because the same time that Jesus ascended into heaven was the same time that the Holy Spirit descended into heaven. And just because he had promised it, God had promised it to Abraham, he promised it to Isaac and Jacob, that your seeds through Christ Jesus will be in that abundance and be blessed. See, he had to die and he had to be risen again for you to be able to have the Holy Spirit. That's the reason why you have the opportunity to pray about things in the name of Jesus, and all these things shall be done. See, the Bible tells us over here in John chapter 14:14, that anybody that are gathered together as touching the agreement of his name shall agree upon anything on earth. He said, that I will do. Because he's sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, making intercession for you. So don't you find yourself in that place being so prideful. Don't you find yourself in that place of worrying about anything when you got Jesus Christ who living on the inside. See, I'm talking about the saints. I'm not talking about the sinners. See, a sinner might not be able to do anything but fail.
But every single body that's in the grace of God have already been in that place where you can go to God with every single thing. See, don't just find yourself in that place of going to God for something. Go to God for everything. When the doctor says you got cancer in your body, see, you say, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. See, when the people say that you will die for your sins, say, by the stripes of Jesus, I will not die because Jesus have already died for my sins. So you can't look at me as being the old man. See, I can't look at you as being the old woman. Every single body that's in Christ, all your sins have been washed away by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. This is the reason for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
But see, you got to believe that. Do you believe that? You are free from the curse of sin and death because Jesus Christ have already paid the sacrifice. He have already been made that peace offering. See, because he been made that peace offering, he called your brother and he called your sister and he called your equal. And the reason why he called you equal, because greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So now by your faith, you're able to do all things through Christ Jesus. Your faith, you're able to do all things through Christ Jesus. By your faith, you're able to enter into the kingdom. By your faith, your conscience is free from all sin and all torment.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. By your faith in Christ Jesus, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, your conscience, I mean your thoughts and your things that keep on taking you back to the past when you used to be who you used to be, when you used to say what you used to say, when you used to take all those kind of drugs and drink all that alcohol and be all out there in the streets and doing all manners of things, being a wicked man or being a wicked woman, by your faith in Jesus Christ, you are set free from that conscious mind, never to go back again. See, the Bible tells us that Jesus, when he took your sins away, he had put your sins as far as the east is to the west. That's far than you can ever imagine. The east and the west are so far away from each other, the east would never meet up with the west. Hallelujah. And that's how far your sins have been taken away. See, when Jesus takes your sins away, he just don't go next door. Hallelujah. When he takes your sins away, he takes your sins where you can't enter back into those sins because you're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. By your faith, hallelujah, you have the power and you have the authority over sin, over sickness. You have the power and you have the authority over every single disease. See, every single disease that has a name, you got in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every single sickness that has a name, you got a much higher name. I'm talking that coming from the Most High. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. You got in the name of Jesus. You have the power and you have the authority by your faith in Christ Jesus. By your faith in the name of Jesus, you speak to any situation, you speak to any mountain, you say, mountain be there removed and cast into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus. But if you don't open up your mouth, if you don't use your authority, you find yourself powerless because you don't think that you have it, but it's already on the inside. The day that you were saved, so you have insight. You have the power of the Holy Spirit that's living on the inside. See, if you got the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside, that means that you have the Word of God living on the inside as well.
Thank
so any single time that something comes up in your life that does not line up with the Word of God, you have the Word of God to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Hallelujah. By your faith, you're able to see these things. But then you got to believe it. This is the reason why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. This is the reason because we serve a risen God. See, the God that we serve, he is not dead. He is not on the cross no more. He is already sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From this he shall come to judge the dead and the living. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Believe in the church universal. We believe in the communion of the saints. We believe in the forgiveness of sin. And we believe in, guess what, the resurrection of the body. Because Jesus Christ's body was resurrected, so shall your body be resurrected in the mighty name of Jesus. But by your faith, you'll be able to. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single word that was preached on today.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given yourself for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we place all our cares in you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are concerned about every single one of our concerns. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have your blood. And we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now. We plead your precious blood, Christ Jesus, over our lives. We plead your precious blood, Christ Jesus, over our minds. And we are healed.
Yes,
we are delivered. And we are set free.
Yes, Lord.
Never to go
Amen.
Back again. Never
Amen.
To go back again. Hallelujah.
Never. Never.
We are the righteousness of God. Clothed with immense power and authority. We speak
Amen.
A thing. And we decree a thing. And it is so.
Right now,
how do we know?
Right
because
now.
God said so. God said, I give you my power. And I give you my authority. And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we
you.
Plead your blood. Over
right
all
now.
Things. Good, good and bad. We plead your blood.
Right
but we
now.
Do realize that anything and everything that we involve you in, it will prosper. Because
Amen.
You cannot lie. And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we thank
you.
You. God bless you all. May God keep you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Every single day is Resurrection Day. But today we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, our champion, our way maker, our provider. We pick up peace and we say peace. Hallelujah. God bless you
Amen.
And may God keep you. Amen.
To everyone today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that realize that they are without. They realize that they find themselves being powerless, doing all that you know to do. And all that you know to do has kept you in that place of failing. Today is the day. Today is that day that you can give your life. Will you give your life to Jesus? Will you accept Jesus Christ? Will you accept the good news? Hallelujah. Will you invite him in? Talking about Jesus Christ, the Master, into your life today, today, as your personal Lord and Savior. Will you press one? Will you press one right now? Who knows what tomorrow brings? Tomorrow is not promised to nobody. Somebody went to sleep last night, they was feeling all right, and woke up this morning, they had some type of illness that they did not recognize. Hallelujah. Why you still have time? Why you have time? Will you give your life over to Christ? He already gave his life for you. Will you give your life for him? Will you exchange how you living and live like God intended for you to be? And that's through Christ Jesus. The most important thing you'll ever do in your life. Just pray this simple prayer of salvation. Just being saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Accepting God into your life. That's the most important thing you ever do. Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that have strayed away from the flock. You entered into the fold already. But you find yourself still thinking how you used to think. Still keeping the rules. Still being religious, still being worldly, still in that place of thinking that you are a sinner. You find yourself in that place of guilt, of shame, and of condemnation that is not of God. Will you press one?
Right.
Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to pray with you and pray for you. Will you do it right now? Don't be so prideful. There is nothing about you that God don't know about already. But see, the promise is that when you, by your faith, when you come to the throne, grace boldly, asking in the name of Jesus, it is so, it's done. But do you have enough faith to come today and put it all in
Amen.
God's hand? Not in my hand, not in Pastor Tawanika's hand, but just put it in God's hand. That's what God put the shepherd in place for. Hallelujah. To lead you right there to him.
Thank you.
There might be one.
The mighty one.
Hallelujah.
Going through some type of illness right now. Will you come today? Will you allow us? Will you allow us to pray with you and pray for you? It's more than you can bear. But when two or three or two or more gather together as touching and agree, touching anything with their mouth, hallelujah. Jesus said, if you ask it in my name, that I would do. Will you come today? There might be one that's looking for a church home, hallelujah. You might find yourself where you're not getting faith in the place where you're at. You might even not even be in a church at all. Pastor Powell, Egan and I, we would love to be your pastor. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter where you're at in the United States or out of the United States. It don't matter where you're at. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We would love to be your pastor. We're going to love on you. We're going to love you with the lens of supernatural love, not a worldly kind of love, a supernatural love through the Holy Spirit, through Christ Jesus, through the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
I promise you, not our word. We're going to give you the Word of promises of God, where you be in that place where you're powerful, you can do the same. Hallelujah. Might be one. Hallelujah. Father God, and every single fighter that did come and all that did not come. But we do realize that their needs are already met. Hallelujah. All those that do believe. And right now we place them in that being in that secret place of the Most High. Right there where you are, Coach. Need the blood of Christ. He's over every single one, every single home, every single mind. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. All I do agrees with is amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we'll take our tithes and offerings as we wrap up here. Our service is already, system is already closed here. If you want to go ahead and send your tithes and offerings to Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or Zelle at 346-719-3349. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Dear Jesus, make us, let us pray. Dear Jesus, make us in a ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offer today and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings of spiritual seed to help nurture harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality or your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed generosity and generous heart. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that those that sow in today, oh Father God, that there be no lack in their giving, oh God, that you will multiply them, oh Lord, 10 times over that what they can sow in today. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that they are planted in good soil. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, we thank you all for being here in service with us on Resurrection Sunday. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to be here with us. So we ask that God continue to bless, God keep and strengthen and protect you and your family. Our announcements today for April the 4th, 2021, as follows. Monday is our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at 732-434-2510. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, as well as Thursdays, our midweek service. And then we're back on Saturday. You all, we have our teaching of the led Holy Spirit, and that is here at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Sunday, we have two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. And then we have the Shout, which is hosted by me,
yeah,
Prophetess T. Shenton Manning, at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line number. So please join us at that time and be said, amen, as we're being led by the Holy Spirit. And I believe that's all we have for you today. I'm sorry, the show is not on at 12, you all. It's been changed to 6 p.m. Central Standard
amen.
Time. We used to be on at 12 noon, but the time has changed to 6 p.m.
amen.
Central Standard Time here at the 845-277-9211 1313 number. God bless everyone, and happy birthday to all the April babies. Happy birthday to all. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and bless you with good added years on to the life that you're living now. Amen. At this time, we'll have the release of the blessings, prayer, pastor's blessings on today. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries, where the senior pastors are me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. Amen. You all that are here in Houston or Louisiana that want to join us in June 27th weekend, I will be affirmed in the office of an apostle. It will be a great pleasure and honor for you to attend with us at the time to make arrangements now in April to be here in June. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we'll have our benediction with Pastor Man.
Amen. I do pray that the Holy Spirit was able to touch every single heart on this day. And I hope you was able to get something out of the message today in the name of Jesus. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen. God bless you and God keep you. Remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Oh,
God bless you.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. one, yeah. One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
Oh, I just want to hear him say, oh. One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
Yeah.
Don't you
want to
live a thousand forever.
A thousand forever.
Closer than ever.
Get